Yeah, we're talking about the East Denver YMCA at 30th and Madison. It's just south of Martin Luther King Boulevard. In studio this morning, Gerald Hamill with loveuprising.org. Good to have you with us this morning, man.
Thank you, Steve.
We are interested in what happens at the East Denver YMCA because it takes up a significant space, both, you know, in land, and people have great memories of the place over time.
Yes. I mean, the connection, the cultural connection, just the number of people that have come through there, the number of children that were raised, is from the stories we've heard of it being daycare. It's a significant place. Not only the 4.25 acres, the 27,000 square foot building.
Oh, my good. Wait, 27,000 square foot building. Okay.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it was built in 1956. So it's, been in the community over 70 years?
Yeah.
You know, so just the number of people that came through, just the changes in the community in those 70 years are amazing. And, you know, what we're looking to do right now is we realize of how important that is to the community, that space. I mean, of hearing the stories of the daycare, it makes us think, what's missing for our children right now in the community?
Yeah.
There's no after-school programming. And that was the space.
Wow. Okay, so let's go back about a month and a half. You had a big coming out party planned as the Harvest Festival happened to be right on the weekend of that big rainstorm that, created all the flooding.
Yes, that was a harvest share that we were doing in Northeast Denver as part of a LiveWell group that was inviting neighbors to bring excess harvest from their gardens to share with neighbors. Mm-hmm. And it transformed with the rain into really a Teach to Fish event. That went into 5 to 6 different events that ended up actually the final event being on the 28th at the YMCA.
You got elders to come at that early meeting to talk a little bit about what to do with the East Denver YMCA, and that sort of sparked, I think the response kind of surprised you.
It really did. we had over 500 pounds of produce after the 15th when it rained. So we put a call out to the elders in the community, and within 2 days had about 25, 30 elders show up, even from Aurora, which really surprised me. And we initiated the conversation of what can we do with the YMCA? What can we do to help you, too, of eating nutritiously, you know? And it was just amazing of just the discussion of service projects and re-engagement that arrived from that conversation.
Gerald Hamill is with loveuprising.org. They reside there at the East Denver YMCA, 30th and Madison. And the building has not been used the way it was in the past. There's some significant community needs, and you're trying to figure out what to do with it. You've invited elders to come in tomorrow morning, Saturday the 19th at 9 a.m. for an elder council. Describe what that looks like.
What that looks like is trying to find out what made it successful? How was it supported and sustained by the neighborhood? Since the YMCA had to leave the community due to just the maintenance costs, the different things of where the building had gotten run down to, it wasn't self-sustaining. We need to go back to what made it self-sustaining and readopt those habits. I mean, that's how you learn and how you grow. Yeah. Is from wisdom in the past.
And so we're talking at 9 o'clock, Saturday the 19th, the East Denver YMCA, many people know the building, 30th and Madison. What's the mission of Love Uprising and how you, what you want to create there?
Well, the mission of Love Uprising is organic community development. And what that means to me is creating like walkable, self-sustaining neighborhoods. It means of having fresh produce, having goods and services, having cultural educational events that people come together. And one of the key components of, you know, you hear of neighborhoods of Skyland recently has been ranked number 6 as and by MapQuest as one of the most livable neighborhoods in Denver. And to me, that's really surprising because there's really no walkable destinations. And of having a walkable community means you have a connected community because you stop and talk to people and see people. But Skyland definitely has that component, which ranks it up there. And I think, you know, creating something on this space of that really needs to be redeveloped needs to be services that's a destination that brings the community together.
What's the timetable for bringing some resolution or the next step for East Denver Y? Is it a hurry operation, or you want to take your time and and get it right?
I'm patient and definitely am taking my time to get this right. I'm not trying to rush out and to jump into something. That's just a recipe for failure, because you're jumping at the first first branch that's there, and that's probably going to be the weakest one. And we're not looking to crash to the ground. We're looking to build from the roots up, and that takes community engagement. So with this process, I mean, we're looking to engage the community and find out what they want. We can't project what that is. We need to find the services that are going to bring people into this space. And that takes listening. It's part of our six-step engagement to community, which is to listen, to record, to focus on what we've heard, come back and share, then go to work. Then we leave a legacy.
Gerald Hamill with Love Uprising. Their website, loveuprising.org. The first elder council on the former YMCA is there at that spot tomorrow, 9 a.m., Saturday the 19th. Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for coming in, Gerald.